This is an ABC podcast.
Haywire.
Young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Charlene Marram. Toowoomba, Queensland.
It wasn't until we arrived in Australia that my mother started telling us her story. She told us about those hot, steamy days in the refugee camp in Benin, where she sacrificed more than 7 years of her life. She explained to us how there were starving children everywhere, with no water or food to sustain them. She told us how she risked her life going into the forest barefoot, desperate to provide food for her family. And how she was chased by a deadly snake and was lucky enough to get out alive. My mother is an unstoppable warrior. She would go to the ends of the earth for us. Even now that we are here in Australia and safe, she's always there for us. She never wants us to endure the suffering she had to. Sometimes us kids make mistakes and that upsets her. It's then that she starts telling us stories about what she went through. "I went through so much," she'll say. "You have to work very hard." We do our best to work hard for Mum. Despite English being her third language, she has successfully completed multiple courses at TAFE while raising us kids. She aims to one day be a certified chef. It hasn't been easy, but I know she can do it. My mother kept fighting, and these difficulties have only brought us closer. Nowadays, my mother and I spend a lot of time in the kitchen together. It's our bonding time. She has taught me how to prepare traditional meals. This is now my specialty. My mother has taught me to respect others and to be kind. My mother inspires me and is my role model. If I can be half of the woman that she is, the world would never bring me down. My mother is virtuous in all aspects of life, and for that I'll forever remain grateful and thankful. If not for all her sacrifices, where would I be? Would you even know a girl named Charlene?
Haywire.
This is an ABC podcast.